Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
All right, we welcome Crystal to the show. Hello, Crystal.
Hello.
So the person we're putting to the test today, he is or isn't your boyfriend? I couldn't quite figure that part out.
He was, but he said he needed to take a break for a while.
That's right. Okay. So you two were in a relationship then?
Yes.
But he said, I need a little break.
Correct.
Okay. What's this guy's name?
Adam.
Adam. Okay. And what was the reason he gave you for needing this break?
He said he really needed some time to be alone for a while. He said he felt like he had to get his life together before he could have time for a girlfriend.
Okay. And when did you believe that?
I mean, sort of. He just lost his job and was looking for a new place to live. And to be perfectly honest, like, I know I was kind of a clingy girlfriend.
I see. Okay. Well, some guys don't feel like they can have a girlfriend until they have a steady job and a place to live first. Like, I mean, what if he wants to take you out to eat and he's got no money to do it?
Yeah, I mean, I told him he could move in with me, but he said he didn't think that was a good idea.
Okay. Well, you know, again, I sort of agree. Now it's like it's like you're paying rent money to your girlfriend, which could get really messy if you guys get into an argument or something, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
I guess you don't have to call him then.
Well, no, we'll call him. I'm just saying, to me, I don't think he's messing around or anything. I seriously just think he wants to get his life together like he said.
If that's the real reason he wants a break, then that's fine. I just want to make sure it's not because of somebody else.
Okay, of course. Well, let's call him up. We'll tell him he won some flowers to give to somebody here and see what he says. Time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. And question two, how certain are you that when he gets these flowers to send to somebody, he's going to pick you?
I guess I'm pretty sure, but I'll definitely feel better knowing I was right.
Okay. And, you know, that's kind of why we do this. So let's give Adam a call here, and then we'll find out what's going on.
Starting at random.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to an Adam, please?
This is Adam.
Good morning, Adam. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling with the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm good.
Great. So the reason I'm calling is to let you know that you were one of this month's winners of a free gift from Visa Rewards. So first of all, congratulations, and thank you for using Visa.
Like, is this real? Like, are you serious?
Yes, it's very real. Every month, we draw a bunch of names from people who have Visa credit cards or debit cards, and this month, your name was one of the winners.
All right, cool. Yeah, I never win anything, so that's pretty cool.
Well, actually, the reason I'm calling is because this month's prize is a bouquet of red roses that we send to your home. But a lot of our winners who are men have been asking us to send the flowers to their wives or girlfriends instead, sort of like a surprise. Is that something you'd like us to do with yours, or do you want us to send the flowers directly to you?
No, you can send them to somebody else, I guess. Like, will they know it's from me, though?
Yes, of course. In fact, we'll include a card that we can fill out for you so you can leave a little message with the flowers. We just need to know who you want us to send the flowers to and what you'd like to put on the card.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so let's start with the first and last name of the person you'd like us to send these flowers to.
Let me think. You said it was roses?
Yes, it's a whole bouquet of red roses, so it's very romantic.
Okay, put down Kayla.
Are you serious, Adam? Kayla fucking.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Thanks for lying to me about what you really wanted to break. If you didn't want me around anymore, you could have just been a man about it and told me to my face. And Kayla? Seriously? I hope you know she probably has like 20 diseases, so have fun when your falls off.
Crystal?
You know what? Can you please explain to me how somebody who needs the time alone to get my life together is hanging out with somebody like Kayla? Because I seriously like to know.
Okay, what are you doing on the phone right now?
Hey, Adam, let me clear that up for you. This isn't actually Visa Rewards. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on War of the Roses. Crystal asked us to put you to this test because she didn't buy the whole I need time alone reason when you guys broke up. Now, was she right? Is this Kayla girl the real reason you broke up?
No. Like, she's just a friend. She's the only one of Crystal's friends who even bothered to check on me after she found out that we broke up. And, like, all her other friends were just talking about me. Didn't even try to get my side of the story, but Kayla actually called me to make sure I was okay. So I thought that sending her the flowers being like a nice thank you.
So you're not into this girl then?
Not really, no. I was really just trying to say thanks.
I don't believe you. And you could stop calling her my friend because a real friend wouldn't have gone behind my back and tried to pick up my boyfriend the minute after we broke up.
And that's not what even happened.
Whatever, Adam. I hope that you're happy with her. Just, like, do me a favor. Don't have sex with her and then think we're getting back together once it's all over, because we're not. I don't need her little STDs from you, okay? And I definitely know she has them, because I'm the one she told that little secret to. You know what? I hope you have a lot of penicillin at your house.
You know what I can't get over? That her and this Kayla girl are friends. Like, if that's how she treats her friends, I can't imagine how hard she is on her boyfriends.
Yeah, trust me, you really don't want to know.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.